I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes and JP. EB will be back on Thursdays, chasing around his kids, playing sports all over the country. He'll be back Thursday. Right now, we wanted to dive back into the Astros discussion. It just won't go away. So it didn't matter that they had their press conference and they apologized, and then they went in the locker room and they spoke some more as the players around the league are showing up. And by the way, I guess I misspoke. The Astros play the Nationals on Saturday officially. Is the first time that they play each other.
Yeah. You thought it was today?
I thought it was today. I don't know. I heard
then
it.
Then they just get to camp?
Maybe that's what it was, is the first time that they're both practicing at the same time. I don't know what it was.
By the way, I did like the video of the massive world champion sign arriving for the Nats at the complex at West Palm
over
the weekend.
It should be bigger than usual.
It's pretty big. Yeah. It's pretty substantial.
They should have made it five times bigger than a normal championship banner.
It's pretty big. We're not going to miss it when we're there in like 2 weeks.
But for those that don't know, the teams share a facility.
Yeah, they do.
They're right side by side.
It's a beautiful
practicing,
facility. It is.
Playing. And the teams are obviously getting ready for the season. And already there were fans banging on trash cans during Astros batting practice. But you hear more and more players grumbling around the league. I mentioned Anthony Rendon chimed in, and he barely chimes in on anything. We played some of the clips earlier of Cody Bellinger and Justin Turner from the Dodgers talking about it. They believe that they could have won the World Series had it not been for this cheating. Carlos Correa responded. Just wondering how you're feeling now, like kind of a week later, since this has all kind of come out and the teams are responding. Do you think the Nationals should be getting more shine? That's kind of what Rizzo said.
Yeah.
Versus the Astros.
Well, there's outrage.
The Astros are the lead story in
baseball. Yeah, in sports.
Every day.
There's outrage. And you can understand why. And then Manfred had his press conference and said some stupid things. And he's being pressed on why the players aren't going to be disciplined. Well, they've got immunity. Why won't you take the banner away and take the trophy away? And he called it a piece of metal. And Justin Turner's pissed off. So we've got a lot of audio we want to get to, but we want to get your take. 800-636-1067. What else should Manfred do? I threw out that they should have banned the Astros from postseason for this year.
Right. I don't think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they do it in NCAA. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know how easy it would be to do in professional sports because you have a union and you've got to battle all that. But I'm not sure if just the first and second round picks and a heavy fine is enough. And I'm not sure taking away their trophy is enough.
See, I wouldn't have given immunity. Now, maybe they wouldn't have gotten to the bottom of the scandal without the immunity, because I think if the players were involved, they should be suspended. Mm-hmm. So I just saw over the weekend, I don't know who the player was, his name, but the first-round pick from the Astros actually got suspended for 162 games, tested positive for some sort of steroid. Second time he's been... So he's asked to miss a whole season.
Right.
Yep.
So to me, if you're suspending players for cheating with drugs and steroids, why wouldn't you suspend them for cheating by stealing signs?
I'm not sure what's written. But what's written out? Because the suspension that was agreed upon between the union and the league.
I'm just saying in a perfect world.
But it's also cowardly for him to threaten other players for throwing at the Astros and not being willing to suspend any of the Astros for clearly cheating.
Yeah. Well, again, that's
crazy.
In the rules, so that's agreed upon in their bargaining agreement.
No, they botched it, because what I would have liked to have seen is the Astros essentially field a minor league team.
Yeah,
so every player who was involved, you lose the season. And so you're not saying you're disqualified from the postseason if that whoever the Astros field.
Again, you're not going to be able to prove what guys did what.
Now, well, they've now basically admitted it. A lot of the players have admitted it.
No, that's fine. But, you know, certain guys use the trash can more than others. You know, who knows about the buzzers? I think they should just suspend the entire team. And here's the other issue. If you suspend
suspend the entire team.
If you're going to suspend players, do you suspend players who are now on different teams?
Yes.
Right? Which you're kind of hurting the new team.
I would suspend the 2017 Astros.
There's just a
roster.
Lot of hurdles. There's a lot of hurdles. I'm with you. I would have done that, and I would have been fine with it. But there's just so many hurdles to jump over on this deal. It's just an outrage, and people are going to be pissed off the entire season. Manfred got up there and said, don't throw it at the Astros players. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's going to suspend guys even more games if they do that.
But then how do you
specifically?
Prove, how do
I don't
you
know.
Prove that it's an intentional
I don't
plunking?
Know. I don't know. It's very gray.
You know what I mean?
It's very gray.
But I do agree with him on one point, that he called the trophy just a piece of metal. That trophy, I'm sorry, this will offend some people, that trophy is trash compared to like the Stanley Cup and some of the other more famous
but
trophies
cakes,
in sports.
It's not about how it's made.
I know it's symbolic.
It's about
I understand.
What it means.
I know.
All right, so Manfred, a guy who went to Harvard Law School, is so stupid. He doesn't understand what he's saying. He stuck his foot in his mouth. But all right, so what do you have first, Valdez? You want to go to Turner?
Manfred first since we were talking about it.
Let's play Manfred, and then we've got Mike Trout, we've got Turner, we've got Correa, we've got Cody Bellinger, we've got a ton of guys who are chiming in on this.
Things that has to happen in order to put this episode people are never going to forget about it, but to move on from it is for the entire organization, starting from the top, owner all the way through the players, to accept responsibility and to apologize not only to their fans, but to the fans across the other 29 teams. And it's hard to deny the fact that that's going to be an ongoing process here. It didn't get done the other day.
It definitely didn't get done.
No,
with that presser.
Absolutely not. All right, let's go to Justin Turner of the Dodgers, who was very bitter about Manfred calling the Commissioner's Trophy a piece of metal.
That trophy, which, by the way, is called the Commissioner's Trophy. So for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says commissioner on it.
It's a good burn there from Justin Turner. I did like that last little parting shot.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right, Mike Trout, who never speaks. I'm not going to say he never speaks, but he doesn't speak about controversy. All right, he stays away from that stuff. But he's pissed off, too.
Yeah, I think because, you know, a lot of teams were affected. You look at the Dodgers, you look at the Yankees. We weren't in the playoffs, but they were in the playoffs. And, you come to spring training because you want to win a ring. And just to, if you see someone cheated to do it, it's a tough thing to swallow. I'm sure a lot of people are mad. A lot of people are going to hold back and not say much. But I think they're trying to get people to, or Manfred or somebody to, they think the punishment should be more.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you said he never speaks, and he does speak on occasion. However, if you played that clip, and we played Name That Hurting,
you wouldn't know.
You give us 20 seconds.
No, you wouldn't know.
I mean, I'd be, by the context, I would come up with some guesses.
No, you wouldn't
know. But it wasn't like I know his voice.
Absolutely not. Well, you'd probably struggle to get some of the Nats players.
Probably. Just
besides maybe
voice.
Max and Strasburg. And
I don't know.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to get to your calls in a second. I want to play Cody Bellinger because, you know, he played against the Astros in the 2017 World Series, and he's very pissed off that the Astros won that. He thinks that they absolutely should give back the trophy and their rings.
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. These guys were cheating for 3 years. I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. and one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like, that makes no sense to me.
I think you make some good points.
I'm with you on that one, Cody.
Yeah, I thought maybe they didn't cheat, you know, for 3 seasons, but the more I think about it, why would they have stopped? They weren't caught.
If it's successful, you right. don't stop.
Like, well, think about it. It took 2 years for someone to actually reveal this.
Yeah.
If Mike Fiers doesn't talk to, I don't know, he was talking to The Athletic or whoever he was talking to, doesn't reveal that they were cheating, do we even know about it today?
Like, and by the way,
like if Jason's sports betting and he has some sort of just hook job and he knows the result of every game and he's winning every game, why on earth would you stop? You wouldn't.
Right.
Until you're busted.
But if everyone
that's when
knew
you
about
stop.
This, right? Everyone knew, apparently.
Right.
All these teams knew something was going on.
Yep.
But I guess they couldn't connect the dots. They couldn't prove it.
Well, maybe not. But it took 2 years for Mike Fiers to come out and say, yeah, they were doing this.
Because there's a code. Nobody wants to be a rat. Nobody wants
that's
to be a snitch.
Point. No one else came out and said anything.
Right.
It's just weird.
Is there part of you guys that feel like everyone's just piggybacking on this, on the Astros? Like, it's caught fire. Mm. Like, what really is the difference between this and what the Yankees and Red Sox were doing 2 years ago? Nothing.
Probably not.
Like, literally probably nothing. Not. Except for the technology
they were
used.
That's true.
They were wearing Apple Watches on second base.
But you know what?
Sending the messages, and he was relaying that to the batter. What is the difference?
No, like, I don't think the Astros are the only team that are doing this, obviously.
Because they were caught red-handed.
Suspend players, take titles away.
I'm with you.
Like, we all know multiple teams are cheating in different ways.
I know. But we heard the trash cans. We heard them. We didn't know what was going on with the Red Sox until after the fact.
Right.
Not like you can see them doing it. But I'm with you. I think the penalties should be just as stiff. And I guess that they're going to finally come out with their investigation on the Red Sox deal using the technology. But it's Manfred's fault because Manfred gave the Red Sox and the Yankees a slap on the wrist when this happened before.
Now, so what were they doing? I don't even really remember. So they had video.
Yeah, and they were using they've got like iPads and Apple Watches, and they were sending
signals.
That is
signals. The same thing.
They're sending messages
absolutely.
To the runner.
Sending messages, exactly.
On second base, who's relaying it to the pitch, to the batter. Let him know what pitch is coming.
But my point is, since the Astros were caught kind of red-handed and we could all hear it, that's why we're talking about the Astros. That's what we're talking about.
The question is,
and
what
then
do you
the
do?
Altuve thing, I'm never going to get over.
What do you do next? We'll take your calls, 800-636-1067. They will be the most vilified team, though, in recent memory. I can't imagine what it's going to be like here in July when the Nationals play the Astros. Because the Nationals have scoreboard. They beat the Astros anyway.
Right, even though
they're
cheating. Right.
We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
By the way, Cakes, have you noticed no mention of DeMatha's game with Paul VI today?
I have not heard DeMatha's name before.
I was going to bring it up.
You usually get a lot of mentions for the W's.
Yes.
Look, I was going to bring it up. Look, DeMatha PVI right there.
Okay.
I figured you guys wouldn't care because you don't care about
I don't really care.
You're right about that.
Mentioned like DeMatha. They beat St. John's last week.
Well, here's the deal. So DeMatha played Paul VI at Paul VI.
They are two of the top teams in the country.
I think it was the last... Yep, Paul VI is one of the best teams in the area. DeMatha is number one in the WCAC. That was their first conference loss, by the way. PVI has had a few conference losses, but PVI has a kid named Jeremy Roach, who's going to Duke, who's legit. DeMath has got a big kid. Hunter Dickinson's going to Michigan. Another kid, Earl Timberlake, is going to Miami. But they played the last game in that building at Paul VI because the school is moving out to a college campus out in like Aldi or South Riding, out off of 50. Beautiful. But anyway, so it was the biggest game in the area. And I had six tickets waiting for me at the desk. At the
six.
At six tickets.
Look at you.
A former DeMath teacher now works at Paul VI, and I contact him. He goes, all right, I'll leave you six tickets. He says, get there kind of early, though.
Right.
It's gonna be crowded.
Who are you bringing? Who's your crew?
I brought my wife. I brought my two buddies, and I brought my daughter and a friend of hers.
Okay.
So we drive up into Paul VI, and I see people just walking away.
Okay.
Like
that's not
droves
good.
Of people walking away.
Right. That's just right off Main Street in Fairfax.
Right next to where we used to work.
They still play that rinky-dink old school.
Yes, correct.
That's so tiny.
This is the last year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Right.
And then I see the line that's wrapped around the school waiting to get in. Right. So then I get out of the car. I said, let me go see what's going on. I want to see if I can get these tickets.
Yeah.
So I go up to the door. Doors are locked. Signs on the door say sold out, not letting anybody else in.
Right. Should have gotten here earlier, Richard.
I mean, I got there like 5:15 for a 6 o'clock.
But he has tickets.
I've got tickets waiting for him.
Well, but if they're at capacity, they're not going to let him in.
That's what it was.
Fire Marshal's going to come shut you down.
Fire Marshal Bill said, not letting anybody else in. Right. Not doing it.
That's what he said to you.
He was there.
Right at the door.
And I couldn't get in. I'm trying to call my buddy and trying to knock on the door. They wouldn't answer. There was cops inside, and they wouldn't let anybody in. It was all these people banging on the doors.
So what'd you do?
It looked like the people getting ready for, whatever the shop, Manic Friday or whatever that is right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Black Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah.
Manic Friday.
I like Manic Friday,
Manic
though.
Manic Monday.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
They were trying to bang on the doors to try and get into the school.
Sure.
They turned away hundreds of people.
Wow. What is the capacity of the gym? Like 1,000? 800?
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe.
So you didn't get in?
Didn't get in.
So did you go visit any of our old haunts like Honey Baked Ham across the street?
No, yeah.
What are some of the places we used to go to?
There was definitely a Chinese place right there. We used to break bread. Subway. Subway was a go-to.
Sal's
Subway right there. Doing some old school bits for people.
By the way, if you want to see good high school hoops, this weekend is the WCAC playoffs.
Radio Insider.
I believe the quarterfinals will be at Gallaudet on Friday, and then Saturday the semis at AU.
Okay, good.
And you might see Paul VI play DeMath again. We'll see how it works out.
Well,
maybe
you're going to
bring it up.
Play
I just know that had DeMath won, that probably would have been the lead on your sports page at 7 o'clock.
No, right. There's a lot of stuff we didn't get to.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the Terps. I want to talk about the Terps, too.
All right, we got some people that want to chime in on the whole Astros deal.
Let's go to Tim in Woodbridge. What's up, Tim? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey. So, just curious, just kind of, reading the tea leaves, you got Rob Manfred, the way he's handling this stuff. You know, he's kind of trying to do his best to keep stuff like close to the vest. You know, you got players kind of saying stuff but not really saying stuff. Do you guys get the sense that there's potential that if there wasn't player immunity, that more stuff would come out, that just people would just be loose lips and it would just sink baseball? Or do you think this is just a really isolated incident between the players and the personnel they've hammered? And also, the way Rob Manfred's handled this, I just don't understand, what his thought process is. Like, this isn't going away anytime soon. I feel like he really wants this to go away. But,
yes.
They haven't even played the first preseason game.
Right.
Wait till that happens. Wait till obviously the Astros play. Wait till the first hit by a pitch. You know, the Astros are kind of arrogant players. You know, the first bat flip they do. And, by the way, where's the All-Star game this year? Yeah, Dodger Stadium. So it's like it's not going away, and he's going to have to answer a ton of questions all year. So he better figure this stuff out and do some damage control.
He wants to bury the story.
Yeah, he hadn't been very good
at that. He can't bury the story.
No,
and I do think, I don't know if it's because of the immunity thing, I do think there's fear that other teams were doing this.
Well, I think everyone knows other teams were doing it. Maybe not to that extent, but sign stealing's been existent for years. So maybe they do think that other stuff will come out, but I don't think he was going to get all the information unless he granted the immunity.
I just don't understand how, if you're Manfred, you're a powerful guy, like, don't you hire the best PR firm or surround yourself with those people? And I would have them in my office and I would say, I need you to craft how I'm going to handle this, and don't screw it up. Don't make me look like a moron, and I'm going to follow your blueprint. but it better be good. Instead of, it sounds like he's just kind of winging it and doing it himself.
Well, he kind of went off script, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? Well, why would you do that?
Of course he's got a PR staff. I don't know how
well they're advising him.
I just don't know if there's a good solution. If you're in his seat, you're the commissioner of Major League Baseball. What's your great solution?
I don't know.
Again, like I said, but I'm going to consult all the with somebody. Players, but I don't know if that would be great. I don't know if that would work out.
Let's go to Gil in Hampton.
What's up, Gil? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's up, Junks?
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm kind of with Jason on this. There's been stealing signs since baseball was invented. Okay, I'm so sick of this story taking front page because, you know, the Nationals won a World Series and we're not even talking about them, right? Mm-hmm. Not that I'm a Nationals fan. I'm actually a Houston Astros fan, but I think what they did was horrendous. Right. However, every team does it. And that's the reason why the entire league is, except for Cody Bellinger, who needs to shut up, take his money and go play somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's why nobody's saying anything, because everybody does it. Everybody does it. And Manfred should have said, okay, I'm going to investigate this, but I'm investigating everybody. Anybody who's ever stole a sign, anybody who's ever tipped a pitch, anybody. And I'll bet every single player in the entire league would shut up, go about their business, and move on.
I don't know where you draw the line, but I guess there's some acceptance of like old school sign stealing, meaning you're in the dugout, you're looking at the third base coach, there's a man on first. You're looking at their pattern of signs and go, oh, they're about to steal right here or whatever. Yeah. I think that's accepted.
Of course it is.
It's what the Astros did.
It's using technology, and Manfred had the opportunity to really hammer the teams that did use technology in the last couple of years, and he didn't. He slapped them on the wrist. Now he's faced with doing something bigger, and people aren't happy with it.
Yeah, well, if you're lenient before, people, they're going to be upset if the cheating's been ramped up, which it looks like it has been by the Astros.
This is what he should say. And I understand he works for the owners. He's the commissioner. Mm-hmm. But this is what he should say. He should say, if you're caught stealing signs by using technology, you are banned from the postseason for that year or the year after.
Yeah.
If it's live during the game, because I'm wondering, and look, I'm just spitballing here, but I would think that almost every team would look at film and look at patterns before a game. Is that acceptable? You can look back, like if you're facing the Dodgers.
Yes.
And you're facing, you know, you'd look at the Kershaw to the catcher. You'd look at that combination.
Part of scouting, yeah.
And you would look at it as part of the scouting so that if your guys get on base, they might know.
I believe it's in game. It's in game technology is illegal.
Right. It's the in game signaling where you've got like the geeks in the back room who are code breakers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Telling like players, looking at video, and it all happening that quickly.
All that has to be just squashed.
Which, by the way,
going forward,
if the game moved faster, it'd be much harder to pull off.
That's true. Maybe
you know what I mean?
That's part of the reason that they want to improve the pace of play is probably so that these stat geeks and the analytics guys and the cheaters, the guys that are crossing the line, don't have that extra time
to relay the info.
There
just has to be a more severe penalty if you're caught.
I agree with
going
that.
Going forward.
Definitely.
I mean, it's one. All right. First and second round picks, that hurts. All right. Big fines don't hurt the players. It hurts the owners. You know, these players are protected.
But you know what? Missing the postseason hits the owner in the wallet. It hits
Correct.
Their bottom line.
Right.
If they don't have a full stadium for multiple games, that's going to hurt.
Correct.
Suspend the players who are involved, just like you suspend players who do steroids.
That'd be nice, but they're protected. They're protected, you know, in this one. Going forward, who knows? But I would agree that whoever was advising Manfred, unless he just didn't even listen to
maybe
the advice.
Maybe he just went rogue and said, you know what,
and he went
appreciate
off
it. Yeah.
I mean, for some of the things he said and some of the answers he gave to the questions, especially by the media, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking.
I'm taking the under on the 84.5 plunks.
I'm going way under that, yeah.
Is that still actually being offered?
Yeah,
that seems like a really high number.
It was offered by one sports book, but who knows? I don't know. I haven't even seen any other numbers.
Sounds like a gimmick. Want to get their name out there.
Possibly.
They're capping those bets if it's still up. It's too high.
Although I have no idea how many times the Astros were plunked last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably in that range.
It could be.
That's only one. That's basically every other game.
Right.
One plunk.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with them in the spring training games and in the first couple weeks of the regular season.
Well, I think it was in their first batting practice. A guy came up behind, I can't remember who was at bat,
yeah,
but
bagging the drum.
Bag in the trash can.
Yeah, they're going to get all
until
of,
he got chased out.
Just wait till
the
they go to New York or go to Boston or
it'll be every single game.
Go to LA.
It'll be incessant.
It really will be. And baseball
but you
have
what?
To deal with it all year
they
long.
They deserve it. They're a bunch of cheating scumbags, and they deserve every sign, boo that's coming their way.
The last thing that they can be is, you know, mad. They can't be angry.
Right.
That's whatever comes down.
Yeah. You have to take it.
But I would agree with Drabby. If they find out, you know, that the Red Sox were doing something similar, which they kind of were before, but if they were doing something similar again when Alex Cora was there, then they should be hammered too.
Well, I just know in 2 weeks.
If the Yankees were doing it, they should be hammered.
Right.
In 2 weeks, when we're down at spring training, you're going to get the answer with your clubhouse interviews of Jose Altuve.
Yes, you are. You're
George Springer.
I expect you to drill down with all these guys and ask them all the tough questions.
Why don't you put in your request right now?
Yeah, you know me. I like putting the extra work in.
Certainly do.
Hey, dogs, donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see stand-up comedian Nick Swartzen at MGM National Harbor. Details at thefandc.com. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You win.
All right, I hesitate to throw the softball to Jason and Matt Valdez,
okay,
but I do have a golf question.
Okay, I'm sure they're eager to answer it for you.
I don't even know what tournament was played over the weekend. I do remember them saying it was Tiger Week. I don't know who
won. It was the Sega Genesis Open, JP.
Okay. At Riviera.
Sega Genesis, right.
I don't know who won. The only thing I know is something I saw on TMZ Sports.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened. I didn't even click on the story. I just saw the picture.
What happened?
Tiger Woods fishing a golf ball out of the garbage can.
Yeah, his ball landed in it.
His ball landed there, yeah.
So what happens? I don't know all the golf rules.
Catilda's asking.
It's a tee shot that's wayward.
Correct.
Yep. Lands in an actual golf bag. A trash bag?
Yes, and the trash can lands in it, like a hole in one almost.
Right.
So
he
fished in there because he has to identify that it's his ball.
But he can't touch it, right? Can he touch it?
I think, how else are you going to get it out? He's not playing it out of the trash can.
And then he got a free relief.
Yeah. So
the trash cans aren't
supposed to be there?
Yes.
Right.
So he gets free relief, and he places it, and he hits it, you know, second shot from right there.
Did he par the hole?
Same reason Justin Thomas hit a ball that almost landed in some woman's purse.
Yeah.
Right? So you get the rules official. You come out, and you identify it. It's his ball. And then they move the bag, and then the ball rolls a little bit. Now you you replace it right where it was.
And no closer to the hole.
No closer to the hole, and then you hit your second shot.
What a terrible pick for me, Justin Thomas, this weekend. Oh, trash.
Every time he bogeyed a hole, I had a slight smile on my face.
I'm sure you did.
By the way, Tiger, Adam Scott won.
Adam Scott.
Tiger finished DFL.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, no, he made the cut.
Well, I know, but that's what I mean. Yes. He's DFL out of the guys who made the cut. He was awful on the weekend. You were better on the weekend.
He had some poo-poo putting. He four-putted.
He did.
Yeah, he four-putted.
Oh, but the biggest gaffe of the weekend
was
Harold Varner. Okay, he's tied. He's in the co-lead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's tied.
Isn't that the guy that used to do the Ernest movies?
Yeah, that's Jim Varney.
No, Harold Varner is he's an ECU pirate. He gets butt sized for sup dogs.
Yep, loves sup dogs.
So, hey, what's up, Harold? How are you, man? Have a sup crush on me.
He's on the 10th tee, and he's in the co-lead.
Okay,
and he tops his 3-wood. Tops it.
Pressure got to him.
He looked like cakes.
Yep, he
come
did.
On, man. Why you got to throw me under the bus like that? I would top a 3-wood, too. 100%. So
funny. And the worst of all, CBS didn't even show it.
They didn't?
Until 90 minutes later, until everyone got bitter.
I'm just glad that Adam Scott won for my golf pool.
Yeah, and the trophy was a big, giant Sonic the Hedgehog for the Sega Genesis Open. I want that joke to go over really badly.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Jim Varney is worth $12 million.
Was. He's no longer with us.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been dead for probably like 15 years.
By the way, Tiger made $19,000 this week. When's the last time he only made $19,000 for making a cut?
I don't
probably
know.
Never.
Couldn't tell you.
Probably never.
If I could have faded a king, I would have made $19,000 at MGM National Harbor.
That would have been a lot more
over the weekend.
All right, before we get out of here, Terps with a big win over the weekend in East Lansing. They beat Sparty 67-60. They were down by 14, maybe. 13-14 first half. Just an unbelievable comeback, and Cowan hit three huge threes in the last 2 minutes of that game. Jalen Smith hit one as well.
I think the Sparty fans thought that game was over.
Oh, they definitely thought
it was done.
They definitely did.
They were wrong.
And, you know, when Cowan plays well, everyone kind of feeds off of him, and he played unbelievable in the last 3 minutes of that game.
Terps at home to Northwestern tonight.
They'll pound Northwestern.
They
now,
should.
I know I said they would pound Nebraska.
You might want to go easy there,
they
killer.
They won by a bucket, but Northwestern, they should beat Northwestern handily.
Right.
But think about the Terps is, you know, they struggled on the road for such a large part of the season, right? They hadn't had a road win until, I think their first road win was maybe Northwestern. And their last four road games are all winners. They beat Northwestern, they beat Indiana. They beat Illinois on the road, which is a good win.
Yep.
And, of course, they beat Michigan State.
Hey,
so, Northwestern tonight, I believe, on Big Ten Network, 8 o'clock.
Where's that fire turgeon crowd? Where have they gone? Valdez? Where are they? Where are all those people now?
They'll resurface.
Yeah, they're
right.
You know, the Terps get bounced in the Elite Eight game.
Yeah.
They'll resurface.
They're just lying in wait.
Yeah.
Just waiting for a stumble.
Well, if they get to the Elite Eight, man, that's a great season. If they get bounced in the second round, I could see those fire turge chants getting a little bit louder.
Well, I know who's rooting for the Terps. Chris Farley, Pacers Running Stores, who I put in a bet for at Charlestown at 30-1
to win
the title. He'll be cheering for the Terps.
Did you guys see the donk that slapped the floor for Michigan State?
I did.
And
yes.
And then they hit four straight threes.
Yep.
Love it.
I got the Terps going.
He pulled a Wojo.
By the way, Roy Williams was really happy last night.
Yeah, he looked happy.
Blowing a 15-point lead in South Bend, and he was dropping F-bombs in the post-game presser.
Right.
I mean, he's 70 years old. They've lost so many leads this year.
Yeah.
They blow leads. They blow a 10-point lead like most teams lose a 1-point lead. And they lose to Mike Bray and the Irish. Big win for Mike. He's got a lot of work to do to get to the tournament. They've got 5 games left. One of them's Florida State at home. Got to win that game.
Here, let me play the world's smallest violin for
Roy Williams.
Roy Williams and his 1 gazillion wins in college hoops.
Might be time for Roy to kind of pack it in at 70 years old.
Yeah, but they probably have a great recruiting class for next year.
They do. They've got like 4 McDonald's All-Americans coming in.
Yeah.
But they can blow leads too.
You know, we didn't touch on some Redskins news. Somehow Jordan Reed is still in concussion protocol.
Well, I mean, if you've had your bell rung as much as he has over the years, it probably makes sense that he's still in concussion protocol and isn't fully recovered.
So it's expected.
I would assume
that
he's
going to
be in concussion protocol for the rest of his life.
Probably.
It's expected that the Redskins will cut him, but they haven't officially done that. I don't know what the salary cap implications are. Apparently, they'd save $8.5 million against the cap if they do release him before June 1st. He has 2 years remaining on his contract, so I don't know exactly when they pull the trigger, but you would think that they do make that move,
right?
Which would mean last year you had Jordan Reed, you had Vernon Davis,
right.
Both of them gone. They're going to have to do something at tight end. We've talked a lot about that. They also released Paul Richardson, finally.
Can you imagine?
I knew that was going to happen.
Did anybody buy a Paul Richardson Skins jersey? Some people probably did. Like
was
the initial.
Was he number 10? What
I think
number
so,
was
yeah.
He?
I think he wore 10. There was probably a few purchases when he showed up.
Absolutely.
People thought, hey, he could be a DeSean Jackson light, deep threat, and he just couldn't stay on the field. And when he was on the field, didn't really make an impact.
Yep.
So happy trails to him.
He signed a $40 million deal.
He got paid.
Paul Richardson still had 3 years remaining.
How much
signed
was that
$40
guaranteed?
Million dollar deal.
I'll have to look it up.
Well, I do know this. That the team is saving $12.5 million against the cap by releasing him. So good move there. The interesting one is there's some speculation that Ryan Kerrigan could be a cap casualty and be released.
I've read that.
I don't know that I would have that much of a problem with it. If you're a Redskins fan, do you have a problem with them releasing Ryan Kerrigan? 800-636-1067. If you're going to save a lot of money and if you're going to draft Chase Young and you're committed to Montez Sweat, if these are going to be your outside linebackers of the future, I'm not saying it hurts to have Ryan Kerrigan there, but maybe you just move on. You just move on and say we're going with the Young Bucks.
I mean, again, they've got a lot of holes to fill.
Oh, yeah.
If you know, obviously, you need edge rushers. You need young, athletic edge rushers. That's kind of the name of the game and defensively in the NFL. So if you think you can get better at that position, then yes. And it's going to save you money? Yes, you have to make that move.
It looks like Richardson's signing bonus was $10 million. He made $1.5 million for 2018, and he clocked $5 million for 2019.
All right, so he made about $16-17 million.
Yep. It's but, pretty good.
Would you have a problem with the Redskins cutting Ryan Kerrigan?
None whatsoever.
I think he's been a great leader.
He's a great clubhouse guy, but I think his numbers are just going to continue to go down year after year. And they should have traded him this past season when I think the Colts and the Ravens both had interest. They chose not to. I think that was a dumb move.
Look, I mean,
Ryan. You're clearing
I like
house.
Ryan. He was certainly a great player here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say great. Good, very good player.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get younger and it's going to save you money, yes, you have to make
that
move.
Of course. You have to at least consider it.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem cutting any veteran, really, if you can get better.
Agreed.
Going forward. And you got a whole new coaching staff.
Yep.
And they're not tied to
They're
guys
not married
like
to
Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, they're not married to him. They have
Absolutely
no loyalty
not.
To him.
800-636-1067. Yeah, you wonder what Jack Del Rio and Rivera will want. Obviously, Sweat showed some signs that he can be a really good player, especially in the second half of the season. If you do end up drafting Chase Young, like I think outside of the salary, I think you'd prefer to keep Kerrigan because you want as much depth as possible. And in the 4-3. Maybe he's going to benefit from that, just going out. He's not going to have to drop back in coverage like he did sometimes in the 3-4, and you just have him going after the quarterback. I think you'd prefer to keep him. But in some ways, getting rid of him just sends a message saying,
right,
we're clearing house.
Yep.
We're clearing house.
It's a new era here.
We got rid of
Josh Rivera.
Norman. Got rid of Paul Richardson.
Yep.
Getting rid of Kerrigan. Just going young and new.
And
Combine will be here before you know it.
Sure.
Combine's
I think
in
it's next week,
20,
right?
Is it the 26th? Something like that. Be here before you know it, and then free agency will be here,
mm-hmm,
and then the draft. I mean, it's just going by. It's almost March.
Yep,
it's crazy how quickly this year is
and
going.
When March comes, making our trip to Florida so you can interview all of those cheating Astros.
He thinks about that trip all the time. I really
think
haven't thought about
it a lot.
I really haven't thought about it.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, I will the day before we go.
Yeah.
Where are we staying? We're not staying at the same place,
No,
right?
We're staying, I think.
Embassy Suites, isn't it?
Embassy Suites right next to the poker room / dog track.
Is it close
right
to
near
what?
The airport.
Close to the old hotel.
It's hotel? About 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I know. Because every year I drive to the dog track.
Right.
And I sit down and play poker with a bunch of old guys.
I think the hotel's nice. It's big. I think it's got a conference center. So, it's, you know, it's a big hotel.
Yeah. Should be nice.
But as long as Cakes is buying dinner every night.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to do that.
Well, you're just going to expense it.
That's true.
I just don't want to have to deal with giving drafts.
You're
the
sleeping
receipts.
On the fact that I'm having an intimate dinner with Dave Richard on Monday night. Well, not eating with you dogs in the woods.
I might come.
No, this is one-on-one time, me and Dave Richard.
Oh, I can't come. What if I wanted to play
you,
poker?
If you want to come and play poker, you're more than welcome. Yeah. I know you're not going to, though.
I thought about it. I might have to ship the sticks down there and play around on Sunday.
See, you're more likely to
I
do
get
that.
Down there at 11 o'clock.
Hey, did when you got back from the poker takedown
yeah.
on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
were you greeted by like balloons and confetti at
no,
home?
No.
Did your wife get butts iced?
I went straight into the kitchen. It's 3 a.m.
Okay.
And I pounded two beers to decompress. And then I went to sleep. Yes. All the mental gymnastics of playing poker for like the last 23 hours. I needed to self-medicate myself to sleep.
If listeners missed it, use the rewind feature, of course, on the new Radio.com app. It's fantastic. We talked about it around 6:45 Cakes.
Yep.
Walked away from MGM. Well, he actually got a security deposit yeah. or a safety deposit box.
Of course. I left the chips there.
But basically won 14 grand.
Pretty good.
Pretty good weekend.
I would have paid one of those guys 15, 20 bucks yep. to drive my car around to LA
right.
and went home.
All right. Grand Danny up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.